How could someone feeling pain focus elsewhere? Okay, so I've heard you say that in order to heal ourselves, we want to get our thoughts off of the problem and onto what we're wanting. But if we're in pain, how do we not feel it? How can we get our attention off the pain long enough to concentrate on something we do want?
You're right. It is very difficult not to think about the throbbing toe. Most of you do not think clearly about what you do want until you're living what you don't want. Most of you sort of drift into your day, blundering here and there, not offering any real conscious thought. Because you do not understand the power of your thought, you usually do not offer any real deliberate thought until you're faced with something that you do not want. And then, once you're faced with something that you do not want, then you attack it fully. Then you give it your attention, which, knowing the law of attraction as we do, only makes things worse. And so our encouragement would be, look for times or segments when you're not feeling such intensity of throbbing pain, and then focus upon the well-being. You have to find a way of separating what is happening in your experience from your emotional response to what is happening. In other words, you could have pain in your body, and during the pain you could be feeling fear, or you could have pain in your body while feeling hopeful. The pain does not have to dictate your attitude or the thoughts that you're thinking. It is possible to think about something other than the pain. And if you can achieve that, then in time the pain will subside. However, if once the pain occurs, you give the pain your undivided attention, then you will only perpetuate more of what you do not want. Someone who's been focused negatively upon any variety of subjects and now is experiencing pain, now has to overcome the pain and focus positively. You see, your negative habit of thought brought about the illness, and to suddenly switch to positive thoughts required to allow wellness is not likely to be a fast process, because now you have the hindering pain or illness or both to contend with. Preventative wellness is far easier to accomplish than corrective wellness. But in either case, improved feeling thoughts, thoughts of greater and greater relief, are the key. Even in situations where a lot of pain is being experienced, there are times of greater and lesser discomfort. Choose the best feeling times from the range you are experiencing to find positive aspects and to choose better feeling thoughts. And as you continue to reach for thoughts that bring greater emotional relief, that positive leaning will eventually bring you back to well-being, every time, no exceptions.